The body of Farouk Salama is carried through the streets of Jenin in the north of the occupied West Bank, reported to be a prominent commander of the armed Islamic Jihad group. He died when Israeli forces raided a refugee camp. The group is calling it a cowardly assassination.
The reaction of the resistance will be, God willing, inside Israeli cities. However, our main aim now in Jenin camp is to protect our people, land and camp.
The health ministry says a 14-year-old boy was also killed. Their deaths come as more than 30 diplomats visited Nablus and as Israeli forces lifted a three-week siege of that city.
This occupation is fleeting, like the rest of the occupations throughout history. And the second message is that collective punishment cannot continue.
Further south in the village of Beit Duku, more devastation for Palestinian families. Mourners carry the body of Dawood Rayan, shot dead by Israeli forces, who say he threw a firebomb towards them.
The occupation army invaded the village with combat units, where it had already decided to kill. The young men confronted them.
To the west, in occupied East Jerusalem's old city, police blocked off streets as blood was washed from the ground. Israeli forces shot dead a Palestinian near the Al-Aqsa Mosque after they accused him of stabbing a soldier.
Professional and determined action to neutralize the terrorist and most likely prevented injury to innocent civilians. We will continue to be in the same readiness with the same alert of the police officers for every event.
It comes following Israel's general election that's seen the far right gain more power. So far this year, more than 130 Palestinians have been killed as Israel intensifies raids. It says it's combating militants. Palestinians say it's an attempt to crush uprisings. Laura Burden-Manley, Al Jazeera.